Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. Welcome in on a Friday, day two, March Madness. Great to have everybody with us. I have an announcement. I'm officially an old man. Staying up to 12:45 and watching a basketball game when the alarm clock goes off at 6:45, I got to tell you, I ain't built for it no more. Oh, my God. I woke up. It was like that famous wrestling gif when The Undertaker sits up all of a sudden.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Immediately regretted all your choices the night before.
I'm like, oh, God, the Tritons, you idiots. Why couldn't you just get blown out? All right, so we are going to talk U of M to open. We can get to State a little later in the day, but I just have a different perspective than some of the other shows have had with the game. I thought the game was fascinating. And, like, you have a certain question to ask. I have a certain one to ask. Mine, look, it's always a combination of luck and skill, okay? But I watched that game last night, and I'm like, if Michigan goes on a run, you will circle that game as the horseshoe up your colon that got you even off the ground. I mean, Rico, I watched that game last night. Not only did you not exert any rebounding dominance on this team, 37-35.
Right.
Not only did you not shoot well from the free throw line, 50%. Not only did you not control your turnovers until late, but turnovers were a problem. You had the other team who shoots almost 40% from deep go 7 of 30. You got a phantom foul to get their guy into foul trouble, a phantom foul to get him out of the game. Vlad Golden was allowed 8 fouls, and the difference in the game was a three-pointer that was made while Cheddar was out of bounds. You don't believe me? Watch the game. You can either rewind it, see it yourself, or you can just hear the broadcasters go, yeah, that was out of bounds. Mm-hmm. You want to talk horseshoe up your ass. Congratulations. Oh, by the way, Dusty May, I don't know if he was aware. Stop switching. They're dictating the matchups and getting a point guard on a 7-footer every time with one screen. Stop switching.
You noticed that too.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was. And I'm sitting there and I mean, even the final 19 seconds of the game was everything that you could do wrong, both coaches. We're down 3. Let's just play ISO ball and jack it up with 2 seconds to go and give ourselves no shot.
But Michigan didn't foul them.
And Michigan didn't foul. But UC San Diego went back on the plane with a timeout. Okay, they had to put it in baggage claim because they took it with them. Michigan up 3, and I'm saying foul them, foul them, foul them. Nope, gonna let him shoot that 3. And when it looked like it was good, why would you even allow the 3 to get shot?
Right.
Make them shoot free throws, and math, 2 is not 3. You still wouldn't be able to lose the game. And you got 7-footers, put them on the free throw. It was so many things, but yeah, I saw all of that stuff, and it's just like, I look at it as probably like.
Are you going destiny? You can just
No. It's not destiny, Mike. It's we can split the difference because where you're going, luck. I'm like, is it just magical because they just keep winning games they shouldn't, and occasionally you can say, oh, it's lucky. But after somebody does something so many different times. In my world, it's no longer luck. It's just who you are. It's like, oh, you hit a lucky shot. Oh, you can't do it again. You can't do it again. Well, they've now done it 11 times in a row.
The guy I'm willing to tell you has a clutch gene. Like, I don't think it's luck. Big spots, third time's a charm. Now I've seen it. Donaldson.
Yeah.
He can go. He can disappear for 32 minutes. But if you need a big shot in a big moment, that's third time I've seen him do it. And did it again last night.
And even that shot was like, what the hell are you doing? Okay, you made
it. And thank you.
Right. Wait, you're down one or down two. You're going to shoot the logo three? No, you don't. Okay. Wow. All right. That worked.
Look, I mean, it's fine. I mean, we could do luck versus skill. I mean, who they are as a team, that's fine if that's the way you want to go with it. Last night, no, you got lucky as hell. Now, don't put that evil on me. I didn't sit here screaming about the Tritons were going to beat you. Hell. We did the podcast. I said I wouldn't take the Tritons unless I was getting 4.5 or 5. So don't act like Lord Sparty over here somehow had it out for you. I didn't. I said if you hold on to the ball, you'll beat this team. But the bottom line is, I was lucky as hell. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because what I don't want to do is take a phone call from someone going, well, I'm not going to apologize for it. Nobody asked you to.
No.
Save your quarter. I don't need to talk to you.
No. March is all about survive and advance. Right. It doesn't matter how pretty it is.
But we get to talk about it. Yeah. What I don't like is when I hear callers or hosts basically going, well, you know, it's pass fail and they pass. No, we're not doing that.
No.
There's a game. I stayed up to 12:45 to watch it. We're going to talk about the game.
You couldn't tell me that their star player was going to foul out the game with 14 minutes to go. And they still made it a game. Like, I'm sitting there like, ref, that's not a foul. And the announcers are showing five different angles like, well,
when the sentence trails off like Stoney, you know it's not a foul. So look, if this is the start of a run, just look back to it. This was the one you got let off the hook. But do I feel great about it? No, I don't. And do I think you're beating Texas A&M? No, I don't. Are they sexy? No. But they're not going to be scared. When you see San Diego came out of the tunnel, I felt like I'd bought a penny stock. And I go, oh, dear. Yeah, they weren't ready.
They didn't want to go into the lane. They didn't go into the lane for like the first 8 minutes of the game.
The point is, A&M ain't going to do that.
No.
And A&M lives on the glass. One of the best rebounding teams in America. They're going to guard you. They've gone through an SEC gauntlet. And if you're going to continue to turn it over, check. You're going to continue to not shoot free throws, check. And I'm sorry, you go through these stretches where I don't understand what you're doing. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I don't think it's going to be some magical run. I mean, the win is, look, Dusty May was successful before this. Great. Then I don't want to hear anyone complain if he loses tomorrow, but they could have lost last night. I still think Dusty May did an unbelievable job. But that game? No. That wasn't his best work by any stretch.
No, but Mike, that's been pretty much a microcosm of the season. That game, Michigan goes up, big lead, loses lead, and then at that point, we're going to flip a coin. And they keep coming up heads, and they keep winning. But that's been their entire season. Michigan big lead, Michigan loses lead, and in the last couple minutes, they make a play to get it done. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying a magical run to win the national title. I'm talking more of a, I don't know if I can bet against this team because they just seem to have a lucky rabbit's foot in their back pocket.
Well, hold on.
And somehow or another,
well, look,
they just win the game.
It's luck or skill.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We know both are involved, but go 51%, 49%. Last night?
Last night was more luck.
If you want to say for the season, no, there's a skill element to it. And I do think Donaldson has that killer in him. I mean, when you hit big shots late three times in a season, no, you might be that guy. But the rest of it, they damn near got out-rebounded by a team of 5'10 white dudes who look emaciated. I don't even know if they have a team meal program at UC San Diego. Right. These kids looked emaciated.
Right. Yeah, because when they walked out on the court, it was like, okay.
Oh, I know. Cookies and I were talking, and I'm like, oh, man, this is the team we're pinning our hopes to, huh? Mm-hmm. And I waited. I waited till it was 8-0, and I bet it at +6.5. And I'm like, all right, well, this is a loss. But it worked out in that sense. But, man, Michigan's lucky they didn't lose last night. But I'd love to know where they're at. But, again, you know, like, it's funny. I heard Rieger and Wojo do what they typically do, which is basically talk about our show because they don't have a plan. Fine. The whole point is, no, there are 7 fans. I don't want to hear about TV ratings. I work in Detroit. Do you know what you can't talk about in this town? Michigan basketball. Because none of you watch this team. You don't care. You don't pay attention. You're busy staring lustily at an 8x10 of Bryce Underwood. You have 7 fans in this town, period. You should support this team. You should be hopped up to talk about the game. You should want to talk about the matchup. But you don't exist. So it'll be available to you all day. Consider this your Golden Corral buffet. We're going to turn the heat lamp on and put a little Block M underneath it. It's going to be there all day. Kenny won't even change it out. But I don't know what else to tell you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you played well. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that was a clash of the Titans. It wasn't. You got lucky as hell. And you know what? Somewhere I do believe David was praying last night. Because the Lord's Prayer might be the only thing that saved Michigan basketball. Because that, David, when's the last time you saw a guy hit a 3 while standing out of bounds? It doesn't happen. They're staring at your feet.
Yeah, in warm-ups, sure, but not during the game. Not during the game at all. And I'll say that they can't make free throws. They couldn't rebound yesterday. And many of their turnovers, they had 11 at the 16-minute mark of the second half, and they kind of fixed it. They only had 3 the rest of the game. But their turnovers weren't because of anything UC San Diego was doing. It was because of what Michigan was doing. They were careless with the ball. They were doing the bad things. Had nothing to do with pressure on their defensive side. Had nothing to do with that. They're just throwing the ball away. At one point, that stretch in the first half, I believe it was, where they let UC San Diego hit a layup, and then they immediately steal the inbounds pass because you throw the ball poorly inbounds. Like, that type of stuff, you got to be better. The guards were penetrating at one point in the game, and then they just stopped. Like, I don't understand what it was last night. And
by the way, we get to talk about officiating, good or bad. It's okay to just say, you got a very friendly whistle last night at several critical moments. It all went your way. And guess what? I don't know that there's ever been let me take this back. There have been very few national champions who have simply rolled through a tourney. It requires a critical call. It requires a lucky break. It's like winning a Super Bowl. No one should feel aggrieved when we just call it what it is and the announcers trail off like Stoney going, well, let's take another look and, then, like, that was several times. Like, you needed all of it. The difference in the game was Cheddar's foot being out of bounds and they didn't see it, and it goes in.
Yeah.
So it's okay to talk about it. Now, what are you going to do with it? Do you go on a run, or is this where the buck stops?
See, that, and that's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and just, oh, we're going to lose. It doesn't feel good to me. Saturday doesn't feel good to me at all because of what I saw last night. There's still a chance, but it ain't looking good. That's all I'll say.
David, I get it. I understand. But here's the thing. Under Dusty May, maybe they just don't value the ball, because you're right. Even at Florida Atlantic, they still turned the ball over like 12, 13 times a game. They averaged while he was there. They turned the ball over there. So they're doing the same thing here at Michigan. I watched them game after game after game just shoot themselves in the foot, miss free throws, miss the front end of one-on-ones, and somehow or another, they walk away with the victory. It's just like, I can't explain this. This makes zero sense.
Well, I already explained it to you.
Yeah, you did.
The refs are on the take. Go look at the game.
Oh, I mean, they either owe the mob money or it was three blind mice. You take it. You move on. I'm not asking you to give the win back. But I'm not going to sit here and spit shine a turd. It's not going to happen. You play like that again, you get bombed. Congratulations.
That's the thing. You play a more talented team, a team that can take advantage of your mistakes.
A team that doesn't get rejected by the rim on a dunk attempt? And where I'm pretty sure a kid ended up in traction?
And that's just it. When they play talented teams, that's why the games aren't close. Those are the games that they end up losing by 15, 17, 20, 30 points. And it's just like, wow. They look awful.
Yeah, in those here's games. The other side of the coin when people want to sit there and get chesty about winning every close game. You know why every game's close? Because you're not that good. Now, you want to step to the plate and play a real team? Get your dustpan, because we'll sweep your ass right out of the building like we did twice already. I already heard Rieger with that mess. Oh, hey, buddy. I'd love to play him a third time and ruin Sparta. God willing, State's there. We'll see if you are. Another 15-point drubbing. You don't match up with us. Mm-hmm. So, but please. I mean, the old bit theater. Now, are you going to do something with it? Or, candidly, you weren't even awake for the game. I don't care. 248-539-9797.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.